The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And, you know, I think the theme of this program is what can we do to stay healthy? And if we were to follow up that thought, I think the obvious progression would be we have to understand what makes us sick. And then the next question to ask after that is, what is sickness? And maybe going beyond that, when does actual sickness begin? And how do you recognize sickness before you're symptomatic? So I think those are, these are the questions that mainstream medicine never addresses. In fact, this is how mainstream medicine approaches things. How do you cure an illness? You never check for it. From their standpoint, if they don't check for something, it doesn't exist. And just want to go over a few symptoms that are very common among people, because they run to the doctors all the time with these types of symptoms. Sometimes the doctor finds them and the patient isn't aware of it. A lot of times the patient is aware of it and they go to the doctor. You know, very common things. And these are only, I guess, the things that gets people's attention. But, for example, headaches, fatigue, forgetfulness, weakness, decreased libido. You know, when you start talking about those symptoms, that gets the everybody's attention. But you can go even further than that. You can get into hypertension, cardiovascular disease, just to name a few things. I mean, that's a lot, hypertension, cardiovascular disease. And what I'm talking about is lead poisoning or lead toxicity. And the reason I'm bringing it up, I don't know, Janet, if you saw the report in USA Today yesterday.
I did not.
Okay, so the headline in yesterday's USA report was lead. Well, okay, we have to preface it because, you know, lead has been in the news a little bit because of Flint, Michigan, and how they put lead in the drinking supply when they switched their sources of water. But maybe that was just the tip of the iceberg. The headline in USA Today, lead taints drinking water in hundreds of schools and daycare centers across the United States. It says some 350 water systems that failed lead tests in recent years continue to provide drinking water to schools and child care centers. So, you know, lead is a big issue, but the problem goes away when you don't talk about it and you don't look for it. And I think, that's why I'm bringing up the topic. Lead has been something I've been, aware of ever since I started doing chelation therapy over 25 years ago. Because you are taught about lead poisoning in medical school, but it's in the context of acute exposure with high lead levels. But here we're talking about chronic low-level exposures of lead. And imagine, this story is even bigger than what they make it out to be. They say 350 different schools or school systems. That's because supposedly the EPA or some governmental agency has a requirement, you know, to check lead levels. But who's checking the lead levels in your home's drinking water? You know, I know the municipalities check for lead when it leaves the water treatment plant, but it goes through miles of pipes before it gets to your home, and who knows what happens to that water on the way. So it's a real problem, and nobody's paying attention to it because that would create a lot of explaining to do when you talk about chelation therapy being able to improve the lives of so many people in so many different ways. You see, that's the one thing they never wanted to admit. You know, they sort of had to admit it after the TAC trial. That was the trial to assess chelation therapy, when it was found to be so effective in preventing subsequent heart attacks in people who have already had a heart attack. So it was found to be effective there. That's not what they were hoping for. But as I mentioned earlier, the symptoms associated with chronic low-level lead exposure are so varied, affecting every aspect of your body, that almost any symptom you complain of might in some way be associated with an accumulation of lead. And we never thought of that as being a problem because we think of our water as being so pure, that the water we're drinking. Janet, did I ever show you the water filter that I have to replace almost every 4 months in the office because it gets clogged up?
Yes, you did, Dr. Slavin, and it's a very eye-opening experience.
Yeah, I mean, it literally, and this is the pre-filter, so it's really getting clogged up with macroscopic particles. That's particles you can see. If they can't remove that from the water, you know, that's the easy stuff. I doubt that they're doing a very good job removing the microscopic particles and chemicals in the water. So, just something to think about. I want to give you
Dr. Slavin, there's a very, very interesting filter. I'm at Greenlands on North Federal Highway in Delray Beach until 2 o'clock today. And in Greenlands, they have Santavia. And Santavia is a pitcher that filters the water and as well adds minerals. So there's calcium, magnesium, and other minerals added to it, and you alkalize the water. And this is one of the water pitchers that is capable of alkalizing, adding minerals, doing a very significant detoxification approach, and certainly working at filtering out the chlorine. Very, very interesting and very, very inexpensive and ready to use. So many of the water filter systems can be extremely expensive and people may feel, well, there isn't very much that they could do. But here is a pitcher, very, very high quality water, filtering out contaminants, adding minerals, and alkalizing the water.
I think you bring up a good point that you can't trust the drinking water in your tap for a couple of reasons. You can test it one day and it may be fine, and the next time you test it, you could have a problem because it's not a constant flow of toxins in there. There was a study done looking at lead exposure among children in Rochester, New York, and they found 20% of the lead exposure was attributed to the water, 10 to 15% to contaminated soil, and 20 to 30% from other sources such as paint dust. But then there are a lot of other variables. For example, you have lead-tainted water. I mean, you could use it for drinking and washing, but it may also be used for cooking. So it could wind up in pasta. It could wind up making infant formulas. You have another consideration that as water lies still in pipes, in other words, nobody's using it, it stays in contact with plumbing for a much longer period of time and may get the lead particles to a higher level in the water that's not running constantly through the pipes. And then when you run it, you're going to have higher levels. And here's the problem with lead, and this is why, again, and we can use what I'm going to say about lead to almost anything. The symptoms from lead toxicity don't show up until dangerous levels have accumulated in the person, and even then they're kind of vague. So, and that's true of anything. You know, any problem associated with either environmental exposure to toxins or nutrient deficiencies don't show up until those deficiencies or exposures are either very high or very low, depending upon what you're looking for. But you can detect these issues in advance with simple testing. When it comes to lead, some of the things you're looking at are, for example, lowered IQ levels or behavioral problems or delay in development. Now, haven't we seen an explosion of behavioral problems in kids? And, you know, we blamed it on other heavy metals, I think. We blamed it on, for example, vaccines, perhaps, with mercury and formaldehyde and aluminum. Maybe we have to look even further to lead. And even with the vaccine issue, with exposure to those types of problems, I don't see any pediatricians, and you know, you can correct me if your pediatrician has tested your kid for heavy metal toxicity. And the best way to do it is not a blood test, because a blood test is only good for recent high-level exposure, because after a short period of time, those toxins are deposited in the tissues of the person, so a blood test is not going to pick it up. You have to do a chelation challenge test, which means you take a chelating agent and then collect the urine and see what's being pulled out of the body. In other words, release from the tissue stores so you can find out what's in the person's body. Now, this issue about lead is pretty widespread. You know, when they looked at the states across the country, I think it was almost 40 states had issues with lead in the water. And that music means it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slaver with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we've been talking about lead toxicity because there was a big expose in USA Today yesterday talking about just how contaminated the water is in, and they were only talking about schools and daycare centers where they tested for high levels of lead over a three-year period. And it was a real eye-opener let me just say this. The majority of states had a lead issue, number one. And then the next question is, who's being told about it? Because, you know, it hasn't been talked about much in the news at all over the last 3 years. And then if nobody's being told about it, then I guess nobody's doing anything about it. In one school district, the Ithaca City School District, they failed to comply with EPA regulations. In other words, there are regulations there, but nobody's following it. You have to take the responsibility yourself. You can't just. I think this is a problem, Janet, where people put faith in government, and they let us down over and over again. So you have to take the responsibility for yourself and do it, and not expect somebody else to do it for you, because you can see there is no somebody else.
There is no somebody else, and I think it's very important that we are telling people about the importance of their responsibility in this entire picture. And there's so much consumer-friendly information available and so many very, very affordable supplements that they can use to overcome any risk factor that may have been identified. And as you say, there has been very little attention paid to the risk factor of being exposed to lead on a continuous basis. But even more pervasive is the chlorine content in our drinking water, the fluoride content in our drinking water. And both of those issues have a very specific effect on your immune system, your hormone function, your overall well-being. They disturb the balance of minerals in your body. They pose a threat to liver function. So lead is very, very important, and yes, indeed, we need to be so aware of testing, but here are ways, very reasonably priced, where you can get rid of the chlorine, you can get rid of the chloride, and avoid any number of inflammatory and hormone imbalance threats to your good health.
Now, in this report in USA Today yesterday, they say since 2012, nearly 2,000 water systems across the U.S. have found elevated lead levels in tap water samples, a public health concern that requires them to notify customers and take action. Now, here's the problem I have with that. Janet, has anyone ever come into your house to test your tap water for lead levels?
Never.
So I think what they're talking about is maybe in schools and daycare centers, because that's where they were looking at. In other words, those types of facilities. But nobody's looking at your home, your private home. And I think we just assume that the government's taking care of our water and it's safe to drink.
So, Nobody is testing water at home unless people are willing to pay a private business to come in and give them a profile of the potential contaminants that may be found in their municipal supplied water within their homes. And it's very, very interesting because it's I think that most homeowners would be in for a dramatic surprise if they were to have those things tested. So a real threat to your health and something that you can do, take action against.
Well, I was wondering, in your contact with people on a daily basis, are many of them still drinking tap water, or are they purifying it or getting bottled water?
Most people are purifying their water. Unfortunately, there are still some people who are using tap water to cook with, and that tap water, sometimes people are under the mistaken impression that if they boil the water, they will boil out the contaminants and they will be left with relatively pure water, and that is not the case. You need to filter out these contaminants. The macro and micro contaminants that you mentioned earlier, Dr. Slavin.
Well, you mentioned boiling water. It's good to kill infectious agents, but it'll actually concentrate the lead even further. So boiling water would not, like you said, be a good choice. Distillation is an excellent way of purifying water. You pretty much can remove everything from that. And you know what I find when I'm Googling lead poisoning and online and trying to see how effective the information might be for people to get? It's amazing how so much information is left out for people to really see the urgency of the problem. They make it sound like it happens to some people, but it's other people, not that common a problem. But here are some of the symptoms associated with lead toxicity: headaches, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, impaired hearing, memory issues, fatigue, sleep disturbance. Who doesn't have those problems? And yeah, I think we must be thinking that we couldn't possibly have lead toxicity or an accumulation of lead in our bodies because it has to make us, so sick that we couldn't possibly be walking around and working on a daily basis. You see, but that's not the case. These are the, as we started off the program, we said, when does illness begin? And if you say it begins when you become symptomatic, I think that's the wrong definition of illness. Illness begins when you can detect the cause of the illness even before it causes symptoms.
It's interesting, Dr. Slavin, because in addition to lead toxicity, I'm reading from Dr. Whitaker's Health and Healing newsletter, and he talks about more than 85,000 industrial chemicals are in use in the United States, but only a very few have been tested for safety, and so they don't even realize that low-level exposure may very well contribute to a whole range of minimal symptoms. As you were mentioning, the symptoms associated with lead toxicity, headaches. And you go in the pain-relieving section in a drugstore, and all of these headache remedies, there's so many of them that you have to realize very vast numbers of Americans are dealing with headaches on a routine basis, and they don't actually get the message their body is sending to them that headaches would be indicative of a toxic level of debris within the body. There are endocrine disruptors, and we certainly know how unbalanced so many hormones are within the population. Those endocrine disruptors in little children can affect their growth, their development. In older people, it can affect your metabolism and be associated with indigestion, digestive problems, as well as weight gain. And so when you think about where you're going to find these chemicals, they're everywhere. They're in plastics. They're in flame retardants. And you think about all of the children going to bed every night in pajamas that have been treated with flame retardants. So this is just a reminder to parents. Make sure you wash multiple times the new pajamas that you're buying for your children. Pesticide contamination. So here in Florida, that's a huge issue. So many people are having their yards and lawns, as well as their homes, sprayed for keeping out pests. And I understand the size of the pests down here can be pretty intimidating, but now, which would you rather deal with, the long-term toxic effects on your body of those chemicals in the pesticides, or fighting off one of those nasty-looking little bugs that we have so many of here in South Florida? You need to be paying attention to supporting your digestive health, because the more efficiently your body is able to detoxify, and that's what your digestive system does, the more you are detoxifying, the better your hydrochloric acid content is, the better your gut bacteria status is, then the better off you will be with regard to getting rid of a lot of the toxins, getting them out of your body before they have the opportunity to collect and really contribute to the development of some serious illness. Dr. Slavin?
Well, Janet, I was doing a little web search on lead, and the question I asked was, can lead toxicity lead to cancer? And one website said, well, lead toxicity can cause a lot of illnesses, but cancer isn't one of them. But another one that was a report published by the University of Rochester Medical Center states that scientists have suspected for years that lead is a carcinogen. It can also pass through the blood-brain barrier, making the brain especially sensitive to the toxic effects of lead. People who are routinely exposed to lead on the job are 50% more likely to die from brain cancer than people who are not exposed. So you really have to look through the different reports to get the answers to your question, assuming you're asking the right questions. Time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment, 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
This is Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We've been talking about the importance of testing in the context of exposure to lead because of a report that came out really indicating just how prevalent the problem is. Now, should someone walk away when they have the article that says in the schools and daycare centers across the country, they found higher than allowed levels of lead in the water. Does that mean that other homes and businesses shouldn't be concerned because the article didn't mention that?
Certainly, all of us need to be concerned, Dr. Slavin. It is really something that we need to take a look at, because here we have local officials who are responsible for providing to their constituents quality water. And unfortunately, very often, as we're seeing during these congressional hearings with regard to the situation in Flint, Michigan, there is a very much pass the buck situation. And unfortunately as well, so many of these local elected officials are not necessarily cognizant of the issues at stake with providing quality water to their municipality. They might not necessarily be qualified in making the kinds of decisions. And the pass the buck situation is, okay, well, I was relying on the experts to give me the correct information. And unfortunately, the experts may very well have an agenda, and that agenda might include some economic benefit to the expert. And, you know, lead is a big issue, I think, down here. And lead is a big issue, I think, in the older water systems in the northern areas of the country. Here in Florida, I would say we need to be very aware of the plastics, because there are so many plastic pipe situations used in plumbing down here. I don't know what the pipes are made of in the, say, city and town water distribution situation, but in your own home, plastic is the carrier for the water. And so we don't necessarily know what the dangers of having the chlorinated water sit in the plastics. Chlorine can cause a chemical reaction with a lot of other substances. And then, as I mentioned, very often the local water systems are no longer using chlorine to keep the water bacteria free, but using something called chloramine. And that chloramine combination is absolutely a killer. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it's a killer. It's chloramine is a combination, as I mentioned on the show yesterday, of chlorine and ammonia. And those two chemicals put in combination are absolutely deadly to bacteria. There's no question. But we don't, as humans, we don't want to be ingesting that on any kind of a regular basis. And that's why it's so incredibly important that people filter their water, buy bottled water, find out about ways of decontaminating these toxic chemicals in our water. Dr. Slavin?
And I think, contrary to how physicians have been taught about how you have to be concerned about high levels of these different toxins, it really doesn't matter if we're talking about lead or chlorine or fluoride or mercury, cadmium. You know, they've been put into the environment. And, you know, I think doctors have been trained to be aware of high levels. And by high levels, it means levels that are able to be detected in a blood test. But now they're realizing that even small amounts of toxins, like lead, very small amounts, can double the risk of a fatal heart attack or a stroke, for example, or play a role in memory loss. It's not stored in the blood. It's stored in the bone, for example. One of these problems, and as a physician, and you see patients coming to you when they're symptomatic, when they're sick, when they had a lifetime of exposure to these things, that perhaps they could have taken additional steps to lower their exposure. Because, like I said at the top of the show, what's the question we have to ask when it comes to illness? Is it what illness do I have, or is it what can I do to protect myself from getting sick? You know, if you answer the first question, what illness do I have, then the doctors know what to do. They have a whole over 1,000-page book of drugs they can choose from to treat your illness. But you ask them, you know, what's causing my illness? You know, am I exposed to any of those causes? That book hasn't been written yet, at least for the doctors, so that's never being addressed. So, again, we have to, once you're aware of it, you can take the initiative and do some things about it. I guess one of the tests that's easily obtained, it's a urine test, is a chelation challenge test. You take an oral chelator, you collect your urine, you see what's being pulled out of your body, and then you can decide two things. Is it high enough for me to do something about it, number one? And number two, where is it coming from? Because that's what you have to think about as well. Where is my exposure coming from? And we talked about water in the pipes in your home, for example. But you have to think about, too, you know, some ceramic dishes, the glaze on them could have lead in it. They talked about decanters, or pitchers, like the crystal pitchers that have lead, and if you put wine in it, the lead can leach into the wine. Remember, if there's lead in the water,
it led to the downfall of Rome. The lead in the pitchers and the wine consumption. Dr. Slavin, I'm looking at some nutrients that can reduce the absorption of lead. So if you're exposed to lead, you can minimize the possibility that it will find a happy home in your body. The key nutrients are vitamin C, very, very important. So yesterday on the show, you were talking about the importance of taking vitamin C, maybe 500 milligrams, but spacing it all throughout the day. So for people who are looking to support their overall health and well-being, maybe 500 milligrams of vitamin C with bioflavonoids taken 3 or 4 times a day. And zinc is another mineral that it's involved in so many detoxification pathways, and zinc will minimize the absorption of lead. And if you want to actually enhance the ability of your body to get rid of lead, then vitamin B1. And whenever I recommend a vitamin, an individual B vitamin, I tell people that you want to support the activity of that individual B vitamin by taking the entire B complex. And again, referencing yesterday's show, talking about the importance of choosing the highest quality and very, very good content B complex. So you want the coenzymated forms of the B complex vitamins, and you want to make sure that they're in very much supported doses in a B-complex supplement that you might be taking. And very important, they're finding that B1, thiamine, or B6 can increase lead excretion. There's more of the information with regard to B1, but the animal studies are the ones that are talking about the B6 being able to increase lead excretion. The importance of the B1 is that it increases lead excretion from the brain. And Dr. Slavin, as we talk about how important it is with regard to chelation therapy, it is those toxic substances that tend to accumulate in brain tissue, and I'm thinking about mercury. And so now, if we're seeing that lead can also accumulate in brain tissue, here's a very, very reasonable way to make sure that you can excrete it and it doesn't accumulate in your brain. So B1 thiamine and B6, then support both of those individual Bs with a B-complex supplement. Dr. Slavin?
And I guess one of the best ways, if you're concerned about any toxicity, make sure you drink enough water every day. And again, make sure that water is not adding more toxins to your body rather than removing them. But I think, again, in order to decide how to approach any of these problems, you have to find out what the problem is. And that's where mainstream medicine, that's what mainstream medicine ignores. What is the cause of the problem? They just treat the problem. So instead of saying, well, lead might be a cause of your high blood pressure, they don't check for that. They just say, well, just give you drugs to lower the pressure, even though if lead is a component of that cause, they're not removing the lead. So they leave the underlying cause in place. And that's really my complaint with allopathic medicine is all they're doing is treating symptoms. So then hypertension is no longer a disease. It's really a symptom of something else. It may be a symptom of lead toxicity, for example. But it's become a disease. And then with a disease, we have you have a diagnostic code and you have drugs to treat it. And they've really manipulated what might be a better approach to keeping people healthy. Time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth? Trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. through her remote counseling sessions. She works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We've been talking about lead toxicity specifically, but really it's just an example of things that make us sick and how they're addressed by mainstream medicine. For example, it may be an underlying cause for high blood pressure. But when you present with high blood pressure to your doctor, does he do any tests to see why your blood pressure is high, or does he just say, here's a prescription for a drug to take? We've talked about other causes of high blood pressure. Clearly, there are other causes. It used to be, by the way, that when you went to a doctor and you had high blood pressure, he would probably call it essential hypertension and say, well, we don't really know what causes, but you'll have to take this drug for the rest of your life. We know a little bit more now, although I'm not sure doctors have really changed their approach that much. But I would venture to say, Janet, probably the most common cause of high blood pressure is metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance. And that can be reversed and corrected, and the blood pressure goes back to normal. But you can only do that if you're being told what the cause is, so you can remove the cause. If all you're being told is you have high blood pressure, take this pill, you don't have the opportunity to work on reversing the problem. And I think that's the way it's done in most doctors' offices. What would your thoughts be, Janet?
Going to the doctor's office is unfortunately a very, very minimal experience that does not do anything to support good health. And we've categorized the current state of what is known as healthcare in the United States as truly disease care. And just to use an example of a family member's health issue recently, this past week, and the absolute minimal blood work that was done by the doctors to address that significant health problem, and it was by going to AMT centers, Dr. Slavin, that we were able to get comprehensive blood work that will give much greater in-depth information about where are the origins of the problems that are being experienced. And we see it over and over and over again, that never is there an investigation into the source of the health problems, but only a test that will give the indication of a diagnosable situation for which there is a whole handful of pharmaceuticals. Unfortunately, those pharmaceuticals also come with a whole handful of side effects that may, yes, address the original concern, but create so many more concerns that may lead to even greater discomfort and greater levels of ill health on the part of the patient. Dr. Slavin, I know we're almost at the end of the show, but I have one tiny little bit of information. I told you that I was sitting here with Dr. Whitaker's newsletter, Health and Healing. And on the last page of his Health and Healing, he always has these little tidbits, and they're called Did You Know? And in the column Did You Know, here is one of the tidbits. Every day, 44 people in the United States die from prescription painkiller overdoses. Now, that's a very, very significant number of deaths every single day. And what is mainstream medicine doing to address pain. They're just handing out the painkiller prescription drugs that unfortunately are turning out to be a fatal prescription for 44 people every single day. What might some of the tests be that are available at AMT centers to give people insight into the source of their pain and discomfort? And when you know what the source is, you can begin to address it. Isn't that so?
Yes, but I you know, when it comes to treating pain, I think that's one of the areas that's not being addressed properly. And I have to tell you, if medication is taken appropriately, specifically pain medicine, it can be very safe. And so it's a very generalized statement when they talk about, did he say specifically opiates or did you just say pain medicine?
No. They're talking about prescription painkiller, and very specifically they're talking about overdoses. So what I infer from that is, number one, that the prescriptions are being improperly used, improperly prescribed, insufficient to address the very real pain that the patient is in, possibly lack of oversight by the prescribing physician. So there are so many little details to know about that very short sentence, but it is an area where there are very efficient painkillers, but instead pharmaceutical companies have brought to the marketplace some of the prescription painkillers that turn out to be extremely addictive and in many cases ineffective. So people keep taking more and more and more until they do harm to themselves.
Well, it's a very complex problem, but you're right. You do build up a tolerance to pain medicine over time where you might need additional medication. What could be the problem in these instances, if you have built up a tolerance and you need more pain medicine, and these days I'm witnessing difficulty in patients being able to get the pain medicine they need, and then they maybe don't take it for a while. When they do resume it, and if they go back to the dosage they were taking before, they may run into trouble because they lost that tolerance. So whereas before you might have needed more pills to control the pain, if you haven't taken it for a while, that resistance to the pain medicine has gone away. But if you resume the old dose, you could be overdosing by accident. So it becomes tricky. Part of the problem, too, is when patients can't get adequate pain medication, it doesn't mean they don't have pain, and it doesn't mean they don't look for other sources of relief for that pain. That's why we see in certain areas, you know, a rise in the use of heroin. It's been explained that that may be the reason, because they can't get the pain medicine, or they start drinking alcohol excessively to control the pain. Over the years, they've come up with lots of treatments for pain from a non-medication point of view, but a lot of them haven't really been that effective. And I'm thinking specifically of people who've gone for back surgery to relieve their back pain, only to have the pain return after a while. So the recommendation these days regarding back surgery, it should not be used to reduce pain. It should be used only to decompress a nerve, because it's not a good way to control pain. So there's
Dr. Slavin, aren't there so many different ways of evaluating inflammatory processes within the body and evaluating as well an improper inflammatory response? And from a nutritional perspective, overcoming that improper inflammatory response, which can be done nutritionally, then that goes a very long way to ultimately resolving chronic pain issues as well.
No, clearly it's multifactorial. The trouble is that when a patient develops the pain problem, and the problem too is, you know, I think the more common ones we're familiar with, for example, back pain. That's a real common one. But there are a lot of people living in daily pain. It could be from migraines. trigeminal neuralgia, chronic abdominal pain, a lot of different reasons for pain, a lot of different causes for pain. And it becomes a difficult diagnostic dilemma to try and see if...
What about red blood cell magnesium levels? Never, ever tested by mainstream medical practitioners. And again, omega-3s. You were talking about at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, you very much test people's omega-3 levels. I know you do routine testing of vitamin D levels, and red blood cell magnesium. So there are three different substances, nutrient substances, very affordable, very, very helpful. They might not make the pain go away 100% of the time, but by supporting those nutrients and enhanced status of those nutrients to minimize the amount of painkiller that people might need.
I think if you're talking about things like fibromyalgia, I think that's a condition that can definitely be treated by correcting the nutrient deficiencies such as magnesium that's associated with that problem, which may or may not be tested for. So, no, clearly you always want to, before you administer or prescribe a pain medicine, you want to do your best to determine what's causing the pain and look to remove the cause instead of just treat the symptom, which is pain. All right. I think, Janet, we're just about out of time. I'd like to thank all our listeners. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. We're here every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.